Oh
from a locked shadowy room in the Umbra. Okay, so we left off with Ramon and Marie and nothing in a dark room, somehow lit where you guys can see it, but the surrounded by darkness. And you guys are in there.
Trapped. With no way out.
With no discernible exits, that's correct.
So wait, did you give out XP for last time? Is that what happened?
We're 12 total, and everybody should be down 3 blood.
Wait, what?
Well, we went through 3 days, and nobody.
Okay.
I mean, you're down 3 from your max, so I mean.
Okay.
It's not dire.
Alas.
Okay. Where's my cursor? There it is. Okay. Ramon, roll 6 dice, difficulty 7.
Dice, difficulty 7.
Okay. And Marie, roll 4 dice, difficulty 7.
Away. 1 success.
Okay.
You said difficulty 7, right?
Yes. It's taking much longer than it should.
Sorry, the app is running slow.
Okay.
Yeah, they still make dice.
Yeah.
It's called My Dice Are at Home, where, yeah, and I'm on the road.
Okay.
I'm in a hotel room. That would be 4 successes.
Okay. Marie, you hear a light buzzing, like a fly. Ramon, you hear... You hear the buzzing, and you see some you see what appears to be flies starting to swarm right behind nothing.
Nothing, step towards me. There's something behind you.
Okay. As nothing steps forward. Make a roll. Okay, as nothing steps forward, a large black werewolf appears in the space where nothing just stood. And drives a long staff directly through the chest. It comes out the front of Nothing's chest. He is effectively staked, and then disappears. Both of them.
Interesting.
Moments later, the entire surrounding of the room is engulfed in green flame. Both of you need to make a rush check roll.
Oh, what?
Self-control. self-control difficulty of 7. And while that's happening, Eric, on the outside of the building, just suddenly and out of nowhere, the wall at the corner is being bombarded by flies, and it is being covered.
John?
Hey, Bill.
I botched.
I had 2 successes.
Okay. Okay. So Marie did not frenzy, but okay. So Ramon, since you are surrounded by flame, there is no flight scenario. There's no fight scenario. So basically, he's just gonna kind of lay there, and just kind of not really be able to do anything.
Blood sweat.
And the green flame is approaching fast, just coming in towards you. Ramon and Marie can make another Rosh check roll.
Oh my god.
Marie's difficulty 8. Ramon is going to be difficulty 9 to try to recover.
I botched.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Awesome.
Hold on. I have to. There we go. Oh, man, you stupid piece of shit. Hold on. Is this a complete failure? Not no botch, just failure.
Okay. So you guys both lose yourselves to the beast. You do not remember anything that happens.
Yay.
Eric, back to the outside of the building that is now covered with flies.
Okay.
I hope you don't.
Roll perception plus alertness, difficulty of 8.
I failed.
Okay, never mind. You're standing there. There are flies covering the wall, and instantaneously, the entire wall goes up in green flame. Go ahead and roll your self-control.
Difficulty
7. Sure. Big wall of flame. That wouldn't... Nah.
I succeeded.
Okay. As you're standing there, big flame, the entire wall of flies, and suddenly Ramon and Marie are laying in front of you in almost a catatonic state, just kind of shaking and not really doing anything else. Aim subsides back down the wall. It basically flares up and then comes straight back down, and it's gone. And then the wall of flies all flies behind you. Roll perception plus alertness again.
Difficulty?
7.
I got 2.
Okay. And you notice this time that they are all flying back to the apartment building where you have set up your temporary haven.
Awesome.
You guys can roll self-control difficulty of 6. Marie and Ramon, not.
Gotcha.
Aloysius.
2 successes. Yay!
Botch. 2 successes.
Yay! Okay, you guys come too.
Huzzah.
You guys come to, you are outside the back of the club. And Aloysius and anybody else who should be there are there.
That's
if people aren't here, we just ignore that they're not here. How's that? Okay, so Aloysius is there.
Do I want to know what just happened?
Nah.
I wipe my face, John, to see if I ate anybody.
Nope. Would it matter if you did?
Well, I'm just checking.
He would have to wash his face. I mean,
well, yeah.
No, I could. Can I just wipe it on the back of my hand?
Yeah. There's nothing. Yeah.
Okay. So. Oh. Yeah, that's not good. I don't like that. I'm not blending in very well.
Well, these guys have ways to track us, and that's not good at all. We need to find out how they're doing it.
Yep. And worse than nothing.
The bastet behind your head. Yeah. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Is nothing out here on the ground too, or is it just us?
No, nothing is not there.
Since I found that myself, I was laying on the ground, I stand up and brush the dirt off me.
Go ahead.
I'll just cordially forget about that.
Yeah, anybody who has a high vinculum, or if either Ramon or Marie has a high vinculum towards nothing, a little distraught right now. I know what you guys rolled there.
Oh, he did not make it out with us?
Oh, no. He was staked and disappeared.
Oh, shit.
Let's run back in the building and run back through the corner.
Why? Yes, let's do just. Oh boy, great, awesome. That's no good.
You're gonna go.
I'm not running back in there. I mean, I can be distraught and still, you know.
Yeah.
And still not. That the rest of you are important too. I mean, maybe if the rest of you, my rating was like 2 across the board, right. I'd run in there and be like, "Oh, screw the rest of them." But
right, that's not the case. I mean, it's you're distraught, but you're not at a point where you're, you know, beyond a reason, and you know, you might be willing to come back later and try to figure it out. Yeah.
What about my reading, John?
I don't know. You guys all rolled, and I didn't get what you guys got.
Oh, you didn't?
Ooh. Nope. You didn't like you send me a new character sheet. I mean,
yeah, we do. Man.
Okay. So you guys are at the back of this club, where at least one bouncer is a werewolf. Uh-huh. Well, no, one bouncer was a werecoyote, and then there was a werewolf in the darkness also.
We need to get away from here, and I'll tell you all that transpired within that room before you came in
there. Ramon, you got a text alert. Your phone gave you. Yeah, you got a text alert on your phone.
I pull out my phone. Found a non-paper piece of crap technology.
It's from your Lucian Caspian? Lucian something. It says, not sure what's going on. Keep your eyes open. Something's afoot.
Shall we find somewhere safe to go?
Well, I mean, you're right across the street from the apartment you guys have been.
Right, we should probably go there.
Using
it as a temporary haven.
Let's head there.
Okay. Everybody can roll perception plus alertness as you're going across the street there. Difficulty 9.
Screw you.
I botched. I see nothing.
I will not hold botches against you on that roll.
So I'm don't get hit by a truck.
Yeah, just because you don't see the little tiny thing that I'm trying to say, that doesn't mean you didn't pay attention to traffic as you're crossing the street.
Yeah. Hey, John, would I roll awareness or would you want me to roll alertness?
I said alertness.
We'll check in. Yeah. And that was difficulty what?
9.
One success, sir.
Okay. Aloysius?
I got nothing.
Okay, well, carry on.
It looked like 2 successes until you said difficulty 9. Hence the screen.
It looked like happy fun time, but it was not. Okay. Your apartment's up on the 4th floor. Taking the elevator or the stairs?
The stairs. I'm not getting stuck in an elevator.
Joking.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. It's been a weird night.
Yeah. I don't like small enclosed spaces right now, so stairs.
Okay. By the way, it's about 2 a.m. at this point. You guys get back up to your apartment and open the door. Who wants to go in first?
I vote Ramon.
The one with non-fortitude, Mr. Fortitude?
Right.
Yeah, negative ghostwriter.
Whichever one, the one with potence throws in there. That's who goes in first. Yeah. Okay, so who's going in the door? Do I have to roll for it? Okay, as you enter, you notice immediately windows directly across from the door are obscured with little black dots that you can't really see out. Also immediately you notice a circle of candles in the middle of the living room, and the guy who you left in the closet is kind of laying there stretched out in a pentacle with his innards acting as a circle around that.
Yum.
So yeah, there's this that's laying in the middle of the living room.
I turn on aspects. I'm scanning the room completely.
Okay, you're doing aura perception on the room.
I'm turning aura perception on the room to see if there's anything.
Okay, roll perception plus awareness.
Perception plus awareness 6. Difficulty good, sir.
Difficulty is going to be 7.
One success, sir.
Okay, now roll your self-control.
Difficulty 8. Great, I'm getting tired of dice rolling. My game, there's no dice rolling.
That sounds lame.
It's LeMay. LeMay. That's how you pronounce that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, gold. LeMay. No successes. Okay, so you... you turn on your aura perception and you see a circle of green flames around the body that lay in the center of the living room. And you turn around and run the fuck out the door.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, Ramon just wigged the fuck out and ran out.
Ramon, what's up, dude?
I'm gone.
Oh, he's gone. You want to catch him? You gotta go like tackle him or something because he's in a frenzy.
Would I probably have pumped celerity on that one too?
No.
Just as a
no.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Come on, let him spend what
your beast is not going to pump celerity quite yet. Yeah. Save that for the stairs, yeah. Okay, so you guys are just going to let Ramon take off?
After the initial what the fuck, I'll follow after him.
Okay. Ramon's running away.
Expect somebody to walk in the front door and then turn around and book it on the way back out.
Okay, Ramon, roll your self-control difficulty of, let's go with 8.
Again? Oh, crap. Another failure. 2 and a 4.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So he is, he's reached the stairwell, and he busts open the door. Are you guys both following him, or just Marie?
Just Marie.
You're staying up at the apartment? What was it? You want to split the party? Okay.
excuse me.
Okay. As you bust open the door, you see a tall man in a cowboy hat, striding up towards you, up the last flight of stairs, and I'll wait until you get back to continue that.
Sorry, I had to turn the light on. I need more light.
Yeah, it's a tall man in just a light colored T-shirt and jeans and a cowboy hat. Is striding up the stairs towards you. And roll self-control again.
Oh, God, here we go.
57.
I get to go down one.
Yeah, you're a little further.
Another fucking failure. Awesome, bro.
God damn. Okay. In that case... Okay. Marie, you come through the top of the stairs, or you come through the doorway at the top of the stairwell just in time to see Ramon start to run down the stairs. There's another man there in a cowboy hat, and the man who's there just grabs him by the chest and slams him down onto the stairs. Ramon, go ahead and roll your soak.
So what?
Just your stamina.
Okay, that's difficulty 6.
Difficulty 6, yeah.
I might have to spend willpower so I don't take damage.
Oh my god.
One success.
Okay, you take one level. You're bruised. It's bashing. So you don't take any. Half round down, right, Eric?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't take any damage. You are instantly calmed, tapped out of your frenzy by that, which seems a bit odd, but it's what happens. And now this man is standing there with his hand on your chest, holding you there. Do you guys want to do initiative, or do you want to try to resolve this another way?
I'm laying there for a second because I just got slammed to the ground.
Yeah, you're kind of stunned and don't really know what's happening because you didn't realize you were running to begin with.
And there was no fire in the room upstairs. That's what I took it as. I just escaped from a room full of fire. Yeah.
Okay, Marie, you're at the top of the stairs. What are you thinking to do?
Okay, so what does this guy look like again? Does he look familiar in any way?
He does not look familiar. He has a cowboy hat, a light-colored shirt, and jeans on. Just kind of an unassuming-looking person. Kind of on the tall side, around 6'3", slender build, and he just kind of, manhandled Ramon.
Okay.
As Ramon was trying to run past him.
Is he still in contact with Ramon, or...?
He physically has his hand on his chest. He pushed him down onto the stairs, but he led it the whole way, and his hand is still there.
Okay. I'm going to use command.
Okay.
Tell him to sit.
Okay, and that is what, manipulation plus something?
Plus intimidation.
Okay.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Yes.
Will that,
difficulty of the target's willpower?
Yeah. Difficulty 5.
Okay. 2 successes.
Okay. He sits on the stairs right next to Ramon. He just kind of sits down. A chill.
Okay. I will continue to approach.
He turns over to Ramon. He says, sir, I'm going to have to get up and go see what's in that room up there.
Say that one more time, John. Sorry.
And then he runs away.
I can hear you. I have my headset on, so I can hear you. I can hear everything.
He said, sir, I'm going to have to get up and go see what's in that room up there.
Oh. Why would you have to do that?
Well, judging from the way you were running, you know damn well why I need to do that.
John Kidd,
it'd be best if y'all come with me while I do it. Might go a little lighter on you. But I'm going to get up and I'm going to that room. I had to sit down. Doesn't mean I have to stay.
That is very true. And who might you be, sir? Well,
you just worry about what's going on with you right now.
Well, that's twice I found myself on the ground, so I pretty much figured that one out.
Now, little lady, cooperate with me and let me come take a look at that room?
I'd like to know how you know about that in the room to begin with.
Well, there's a whole mess of flies out there.
There are. That
kind of points to some things we've been looking at.
Who's we?
Don't play coy, girl. You know who we are. So y'all gonna come with me and help this out? Or are y'all going on the run?
John, since I'm not anywhere near the room, perception plus awareness and do auspects, see if he's a werewolf.
Okay. On the guy sitting right next to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Eric is rooting for you to botch this roll. I'm not sure what that's all about. Go ahead and roll it. Difficulty 6.
And if I botch, I'm spending willpower on this one.
I'll spend a willpower to see nothing.
I have one success, John. One success.
Okay. Is pale and investigative. He's curious.
Pale and curious. He must be a Sabash. Mm-hmm. He must be a sheriff in town.
Okay. Well,
Inquisition.
If Ramon there has himself under control, we can go and look at what's going on in this room.
Just remind me not to do anything up in the room. I'll cordially stand outside.
You gonna be okay? You gonna be okay, sir? Can we go up and take a look?
I don't see why not.
Well, let's go on up there.
All right. Let's go get this taken care of.
So, Aloysius, you see Marie comes out of the stairwell first, walking back towards you, followed shortly thereafter by Ramon and the guy in the cowboy hat. About 20 feet down the hallway to the door where you're standing, and they are walking towards you. Marie, you enter the hallway first, and Aloysius is still standing in the hallway looking towards you.
I'll just go to the room and head on in.
Walk up with no explanation.
After Ramon.
Be like, we got Ramon under control. We're just gonna get back to checking things out. Just head on into the room.
Okay. You guys go into the room, and guy in the cowboy hat just kind of doorway leans up against the doorway. Y'all know this doesn't look good, right?
What does these days?
We came back. We came back and it was like this.
That's a good story. Got any more to that story?
The truth. We were across the street at the club enjoying ourselves. And ended up coming back over here. And there was the body on the floor. All innards out laying like they are. Yeah. I didn't do that. That's not my style.
Oh, what is your style? You got a different style when you're dealing with the demons?
No, because I don't deal with the infernals.
I'm finding this little story a little hard to believe.
Well, if you'd like to go across the street and ask the club where we were at, can.
You'd find that real convenient, wouldn't you? Me to leave you alone now.
That
That's where we came from.
They came after us with that same fire.
So what happened with this fire you're talking about?
If I could remember, I'd tell you.
Well, the club across the street, I don't know what happened with them inside, but I was outside in the alley.
Uh-huh.
And the wall was just was swarmed by flies. They ended up completely covering. I have no idea where they came from. And then suddenly there was this flash of green flame, and the entire wall lit up. And then the flame came back down, and the flies all left and started flying across the streets of this place.
So why were you on the outside when they were on the inside? Can you tell me a little bit more about what was going on? You haven't been very forthcoming.
They have a section.
You're giving me vagaries and not really anything to work with.
There's a section of wall in the corner there, in the corner of the club that you can walk into, but you can't walk back out of.
Okay. And?
That's where we were. How I got out, I don't know. That's what I don't remember. I saw that fire, and then I was outside.
So, presumably, one of your allies knew where you were and made this pact.
Nope. You didn't.
No. Because you guys were in trouble. You guys were in trouble. And somebody helped you out and got you out of it.
No. We're not saying that. So if you would like to
it sounds like you're consorting with somebody who's consorting with demons.
It sounds like you're trying to put words into our mouth, and you need to kindly respect that if you're doing an investigation.
I don't need to kindly do anything right about now.
Well, then you can kindly walk away and leave us alone then. Because here it is, we're trying to explain it to you, and you are sitting here telling us that we're consorting with demons. And we do not.
He stands up in the doorway, turns, and walks away.
Aloysius are here. Why would we have invited them in if it had been us?
Aloysius,
yeah.
You now have a text message.
I have a what?
You have a text message.
All right, what's it say?
It's from Zachary Williams. It says, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but you need to get the hell out of there.
Time to go, folks.
What?
It's time to go. I got a text that says we need to leave.
Okay. We'll leave while you explain that more.
That's all the explanation I have.
What, you just listen to text messages whenever you receive them?
You have to.
Well, I tell her I got a similar message that said to beware.
So do you guys normally just receive mysterious text messages and just do whatever they say?
No.
Well, you seem to be the one that didn't receive anything. And right now, it's giving us a warning, and that's two within the last 15 minutes.
So, and you don't think that's suspicious at all?
Obviously.
Considering this?
Sorry. It came from my sire. So, if he's warning me about something, that means he knows something.
Well, that's an explanation. That's fine. If it came from your sire, that's one thing. But he's making it... Aloysius is making it sound like it's just some random text message and he's following its commands.
Aloysius' phone makes another text alert noise. You checking your phone?
Yeah.
follow-up text from Zachary. It says, Wild Hunt, get the hell out of Sabaat territory.
There's been a Wild Hunt called. We need to leave.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's go.
Awesome. Let's go find the guru now. How about that? We'll just go make for enemies of everybody. Fuck it.
Sure.
Ding.
I guess that Wild Hunt is on us.
Go west. Try to blend in with the Anarch Free State.
But all we can do.
That was a follow. That was the third text message, by the way.
All right, let's head out.
How's everybody like San Diego?
Well,
San Diego.
Closer to my origins, so let's get the hell out of here. I'm tired of dealing with these freaking hick country folk.
In Phoenix.
Do what? At least I can.
In Phoenix.
Hey, the guy was white.
Yeah, that guy was from out of town. Okay, so yeah. Okay, so you guys don't have a vehicle.
We can try hopping the train again.
Don't we have somebody who's supposed to procure things like vehicles for us?
Yeah. Where's your abbot?
Hey, abbot!
But I said we burn this building down.
Yeah, because that won't be noticeable.
Get rid of the evidence. Hello.
What evidence?
Run.
No, I think our abbot needs to find us a vehicle, and we need to get the hell out of Dodge.
Well, where the hell is she? She was in the club, hip-hopping around. That's the last thing
for
I
this session, Aloysius is obviously the abbot because he's not filling another role.
I have 2 dots in larceny. I think that might help.
There you go.
I have 3 dots in larceny.
Well, I have 1 dot in larceny.
Okay. So by our powers combined.
All right, priest. We've
reformed Sabaat planet. Oh, sorry.
We are Captain Sabaat. Yeah. Okay, so wits plus larceny. Trying to get into a vehicle.
A van.
Okay.
A van.
Make sure it's like the 18 van.
Yeah. Make sure it's.
It needs to be an 80s van with a whole bunch of Mexican frill in it. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh yeah.
Well, because it gives it all.
Yeah. Blend right in.
In LA.
That won't attract border control at all.
Yeah, that agriculture check coming across the California border will be a piece of cake in one of them.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Who says we're going across the border?
No, there's an agriculture check
going in California. Yes.
Uh huh. But there's ways around it.
Okay. So wits plus larceny.
I'm a truck driver.
Still.
Wits plus larceny. Difficulty, sir?
Let's go with, you took an older vehicle. Let's go with 7.
Four successes.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. So with that, we'll let you go ahead and get it hotwired.
Sweet.
You're in.
Just give me
Flynn or something. Okay. So
I hear Flynn's.
You guys are heading out of town.
Hey. Just a... Yeah, we're stealing a vehicle. Is there any way to get rid of traces of stolen vehicles?
Yes.
Awesome.
I can try. I mean, might be hard without a solid internet connection, but I can try.
What's his computer? Difficulty 8.
Four successes.
Oh yeah, that van that van has been in your name for 5 years.
It's one of the best criminals.
I hotwire you hack. Sounds like a good team.
Loisius, you're on snack duty.
You're on snack duty.
Oh. How do you hack a snack? Yeah.
Hack and snack and drive.
Okay, so you guys are heading west out of Phoenix towards California, right?
I'm sorry, my character's been stressed out today, yes.
It is currently around 3 a.m. and you guys are leaving out. Sun rises in
1 sunlight. Question: Are we on daylight savings time with them, or are we an hour behind?
You have 3 hours until sunup.
Okay, no, I'm just curious because we can get another hour if we are.
I mean, if you pushed it, you could get to outskirts of San Diego, but you would not have time to do anything once you're there.
Let's not push it.
We will. There is going down I-10. There is a whole slew of motels.
Yes.
Out of the way motels that take cash.
Okay.
I say we go hole up, someone show up a fake ID and get a room.
Your abbot had a fake ID. Everybody else used a regular one.
Yeah.
We already established that.
I need to change my hair. I need to shave my head bald now. I'll be the bald priest. Shave off my mustache. Damn Wild Hunts. What the hell's going on?
Okay. As you're leaving out,
we're gonna go. Good.
As you're leaving out of Phoenix, there's flow of traffic is going along with you. About two or three vehicles that are behind you and seem to be staying behind you.
Great.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you think we can get the license plates off those cars?
Probably not without getting behind them.
Right.
Well, California, Phoenix, they're on the front and the back.
It's nighttime.
Yeah, they're not lit on the front.
Someone has heightened senses. Come on now. Think.
Come on. You.
Who's driving?
Also you.
Obviously me. I don't think you want that. Yeah, that would not be wise for me to drive. Who has Dotson driving?
I don't.
Well, guess who's driving?
Do I have Dotson driving? I have one Dotson drive.
Same here.
Well, you're better than me because I have none.
Oh, okay. Then, the priest probably should not be driving.
I spent the time in the monastery not driving. All right. So, yeah.
Okay. So, Aloysius is driving.
Or I could drive, I guess, since either of us is a dot.
Either way. Yeah. Heading west. The two cars behind you, they're staying back distance and not attempting to overtake you. They're just going to be keeping a bead on you.
So Aloysius is driving, or is Murray driving?
Yes, one of those.
Because we could really probably use your clan disciplines.
Which one?
Something that causes shadows. Black the lights out.
I was just thinking. Shadows.
Yeah.
You want it around us?
Yeah. Well, then you'll need to drive because we can't see around them.
All right.
Well, or at least black.
The back end of the van, so you know that nobody can see your taillights.
All right. Well, I'll do that. Drop shadow. Use shadow play. Well, actually, no, sorry. It's Shadow Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll drop that around the back end of us. Manipulation and occult difficulty 7. And I'll even put it a distance behind us so that if they try to drive up too close, it'll mess up them pretty bad. It can go 50 yards, so I'll just put it at the back end and then extend it back out beyond that.
Okay. Yeah, so now you'll be the only one that can see at that point. You'll be the only one that can see.
The back end of the van and then
I'm going to drop
the back of the van and then 50 yards back.
So like below the window basically. So you're going for taillight level, is that what you're saying? I'm just trying, if you want to block out the taillights so they can't
see. No, it's a cloud and it can move, but it requires concentration. It would have to be Lysis driving, but yeah. I could basically have it as a cloud over the back part of our van,
right,
and then back so that he can still see from the front, but I can cover the road behind.
But yeah, I mean, he can see out the front, but yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're the only one that will be able to see out the back, is what I was saying.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. Ramon won't be able to see who's trailing you.
Okay. Can't he see
Auspex? No, Auspex won't go through Shroud of Night.
John?
That is 3 successes.
Okay.
John, what I'm going to do after she does that is I'm going to drop Quietus around the van so the van goes completely silent.
I mean...
Okay.
Shroud of Night muffles sound.
Right.
But.
Okay. So are you okay? So there's, you just went quiet and dark, to anybody looking in, from the rear. Are you guys still going straight down the interstate?
If any of them are mortal, they're losing. It can smother them.
Mm-hmm. They're far enough back.
Okay.
Yeah. You can see for a long way down those desert roads. So, driver, Aloysius, what are you doing?
I'm driving.
Okay. You just going down the interstate?
Yep.
Or are you going to...
Beep, beep.
We're going to do the ultimate stealth tactic. We're just going to keep going in a straight line. Yeah. No one will ever suspect that.
Well, we're going to LA, San Diego, or some point in between.
Hey, do you have heightened senses?
Not yet.
Investigation. Okay, here's what we're going to need to do. We're going to need to find the next exit, and we're going to have to go completely black, like turn off the headlights. And
I just said I don't have to.
Well, drive, and then what will happen is we can turn the lights off as we hit the exit on the side of the road. Is there a moon outside right now?
I mean, there's a dark cloud behind your van. There is no indication. It's from the rear. There is no indication that the lights are on. You can't see the headlights from the rear.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what I was trying to figure out. Sorry. I don't know how that skill, that discipline all works.
It's enough of a cloud that it covers it.
It's a 50-yard cloud.
Yeah, yeah. Half a football field around the back end of your fucking vehicle. Yeah.
Just popping us.
Yeah, it's like that little dark cloud that follows over the car. Characters. Yeah. No one will ever notice. Yeah.
I have a feeling the night mail broadcast for this region is going to be very interesting tomorrow.
Yeah. Because there's no wackos that live out in the middle of the desert that just look out for weird shit. Yeah. None of those exist at all.
Never been to New Mexico. Everything's an alien out there.
So where are we headed? There it is.
Well, we can get into LA. LA would be easier to hide out. It'd be the easiest. San Diego's a little too, I guess, uppity.
Uppity?
Too rich for my blood. Yes. Stuck up Mission Viejo people.
Just gonna, you know, break into an apartment and stick the guy in the closet. I mean, what does it matter? Anyway. Okay, so you guys are heading west on 10. You gonna keep your shroud going through the agriculture check?
We should probably find another way.
It takes full concentration, so somebody would have to tell her to take it to be like, "Hey, take this thing down now."
Is there another way across other than
yes, 395 north?
Okay.
What?
395 north, where runs up Arizona.
He's looking at Google Maps right now. He's trying to tell you. I'm not talking about Bill. I'm talking about his character, because his character wouldn't know off the top of his head what
well, that's what I'm doing.
He's obviously looking at Google's map. Google Maps. So yeah, there's a path that can work you around without going through the agriculture check.
So let's do that.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a giant. And... black cloud.
Huh? Black cloud behind you, yeah. Little desert towns, yes.
Wait, it's bad exhaust. That's what we'll blame it on.
Yes.
All the more reason to go to LA.
We're avoiding that smog check, obviously. Yeah.
Huh.
What?
Eric's looking at something.
What's going on, Aloysius?
Oh, nothing. We're driving.
We're driving. We're going to die. I mean, we're driving. Okay. You guys are just into California? I'm going to look at Google Maps personally. You said 395?
That's what I'm doing. Where's the 395?
I don't
know. It's a US route.
Yeah,
US route 395.
I seen US 95, but I don't see 395.
Oh, 95. Sorry.
See, the problem with that is that 95 and 10 become the same roadway. A few miles
eventually.
Well, a few miles before the Colorado, so they're the same roadway at the agriculture inspection station.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me pull up my. I'm pulling up my GPS.
Right now, I'm looking for another bridge.
Yeah. Well, basically, you could take 72.
Proceed to the highlighted route.
Sorry.
72 up to 95 looks like. There's a way around. So you guys are cutting. You guys are off the interstate. Running. What? Basically, you're running across on 62 now.
62? That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it is. It's straight through 29 Palms.
That's what I thought. It's 29 Palms Highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, John, you're a dick. You're a fucking dick, John.
So that's it. Yeah, that's your... Best bet for a back highway off of the interstate, which will cut through the high desert over to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy. What's wrong? What's the nearest town through the back roads, John?
Oh, 29 Palms. We're not there yet.
Amboy. No, that's
that's off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're guys going down 62, middle of fucking nowhere. You can see miles all the way around except the back because there's a dark cloud behind you. And no other headlights on the road. And as you go by a small gas station, pass a small black car pulls out from the side of it and flips on its headlights and it's following up behind you.
Huh. Just can't get away from these bastards.
But you are in California at this point. As you're going down the road, it's a small sports car, and he is accelerating and appears to be trying to come up on your left side.
Okay, well, we're in a cargo van, so it's not like we can outrun him.
Right.
He also can't push us off the road, so I'm just going to keep driving.
Okay. He pulls up even with you, and the passenger side rolls down. You look over, and it is a vintage Shelby Cobra, black, running next to
it. Oh, no. I'm going to curl up and cry. Okay, I'm crying. Go ahead, continue.
The guy in the passenger seat kind of hangs out. He's kind of spiky hair, kind of punkish. Kind of hangs out the window and motions for you to roll down your window.
Okay, so I roll down the window.
Hey guys, I noticed you got a problem with your exhaust back there. Can we help you out with that?
Nah, we're good.
Well, we really want to take a look at that, really. It's kind of our thing we do around here.
Who's we?
The driver here. He motions over, and there's presumably a driver. It's much lower than you can't really see across. So, you know, you guys are...
Tap Marie. Stop.
Hey. Stop.
Stop. Turn it off.
I'll drop the cloud.
Okay.
No more doom and gloom. Sigh.
Let's sigh.
What exhaust problem?
Well, that went away quick. We still need to talk to you. This is how it works around here. You gotta talk to us as you come through.
All right. It's a
different protocol than everywhere else.
But you're in our We're just across the state line.
Yeah.
Out in the middle of flipping nowhere.
Out in the middle of nowhere, nothing else around. Yep. Guy with spiky hair and a leather jacket's talking to you outside of the Shelby Cobra. Yeah.
Oh crap, there's another agriculture inspection station.
Where? No. There's not. Not on 62.
Not in the world of darkness, there's not.
this is a pointy teeth inspection station.
Yeah. World of Darkness does not have alternate inspection stations. It is like our world, but the darker. So there are not alternate inspection stations.
No, I'm telling you, there's one on 62. I'm looking right at it.
Nope.
It doesn't exist.
Not in the world of darkness.
Okay.
It is darker. It's abandoned.
Oh.
It is like our world, but not the same. Okay. Okay, so you guys, pull over on the side of the road. Sand shoulder.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. You're on the soft shoulder. Roll wits plus driving.
Why?
Just spend wits plus driving.
Just spend a willpower.
What's the difficulty?
Let's go with 6.
Okay, I win.
Okay, you left your 2 left tires on the pavement, so you're not completely fucked.
Good call.
You're not sand ridden. Yeah.
Yay.
Oh. Well, you know somebody that happened too.
Yeah. Cobra pulls up in front of you.
Hey John, I throw a change of clothes on while we were trying to stop. Look more like a Hispanic person out of my bag. Fuck, where's some clothes?
You have Hispanic costumes in your bag?
That's racist.
I'm a chameleon, man. I'm a chameleon, and I said I came with clothes.
Did you guys pack before you left, or did you just come with what was on your backs?
No, we came with what was on our backs.
Exactly.
God, he just
no. Actually, my character sheet distinctly says that I have clothing to change.
And all of that is left in the apartment, and you can erase it. Because you left the apartment without grabbing anything.
Well, then I look like a freaking Catholic priest. Then that's awesome. Awesome.
You went clubbing right, then. In your priest outfit.
Hamstring. I had to cleanse the womb of sin.
God.
And they let you in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. Out of the van.
Okay, you're hopping out of the van.
Okay.
The passenger gets out.
I'm just going to close the door and stand next to it.
Okay. Driver steps out. It's an androgynous figure in a long black coat and some form of red dress underneath that hangs all the way down, long red hair and porcelain skin. Hard to tell exactly what gender you're looking at or, you know, birth gender, however you want to phrase it. And it, kind of glides towards you. Bright red hair.
Are we talking like natural shade of red or
fire truck? Yeah, natural red hair. Yes.
Okay. Not like fire truck red.
No, not fire truck red. Yeah. Orange. Yes. Natural redhead. Yes.
Fire top. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
They are both moving towards the van. The more punk looking one comes up to you first. Good evening. I know you're probably not from around here, but the way it works in the Free State is there isn't a prince of an area per se, but we all have our small domains. And out here, the small domains are pretty big because there's not that many people. But through someone's domain, you're subject to their laws and you're in our domain. I am Mikhail Hazard, and this is my associate, Woodle McKenzie. And you're in our domain. What are you doing in our domain?
We're passing through.
But why are you passing through?
We're heading to LA.
What's your business in LA?
Just needed a change of scenery.
Are you thinking you're going to make it to LA tonight?
No.
Seems to me you're going to be staying in the desert somewhere.
Probably.
Okay. So, do you need accommodations? We can't afford hospitality.
If there's something you could offer, we would greatly appreciate it.
Okay. If you are open to our hospitality, we can host you.
That would be very much appreciated. Thank you.
If you'll follow us, then we'll take you to a safe place where you'll be safe from the sunlight. And we will speak again.
All right.
When we all rise. tomorrow night.
Okay.
Okay. All copacetic, huh? They get back in the car and motion for you to follow.
Okay, so I guess we're on our way.
Okay. About an hour drive, you end up in a small town labeled Amboy. Gas station, a hotel, and a post office. They pull up behind the gas station and drive you up to a small house on the edge of a looks like a volcanic crater. And they lead you inside. This is where we will stay for the night. It is safe. No one will bother you in our domain. Again.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And that's where we are. Stop. I know it was a quick session, but.
Hello, folks. Have you ever wished you could have an easy way to find gameplay videos and podcasts, or just media in general that deals with your favorite White Wolf role-playing games? Or have you ever wished you could find a forum to share gameplay that you have recorded, one which wouldn't be drowned out by random posts and discussion, so that your media could get the attention you want? Well, we have the answer for you in a Facebook group we run called White Wolf RPGs Gameplay and Media. The group is specifically ran with the sole intent of it being a one-stop shop for people to view or share media involving the games we all love. We take thorough steps to ensure the page does not become cluttered and is easy to traverse. We are currently over 1,000 members strong, and we are continuing to rapidly grow with new media being shared every day. Stop on by. We hope to see you there.